Chai Vilavin. Here in Amon Lekoen Godol. The Meir is only Nisar Asei, the Moshul Amitzri. When a Mitzri is Mizgayer, the Torah says the first three generations, you're not allowed to marry them. There's an Isar Asei not to marry a Mitzri. Hu Adin V'Yadoimi. The Rashi says, V'Toich Shloisha Doris. The Pasuk says, Dor Shalishi Yovel Lehem. Mashma, the third generation, we're allowed to marry. Dor Sheni Loi, but not the second generation. For Lav Abo, Mechlal Asei Asei, it's only a Diyuk of a Lav that comes only to be an Asei. So maybe by Chayvil Esei, here there's a difference. According to Rabbi Kiva, the Kedushin is Chal. So according to Rabbi Shimon Atimoni, you have to pay Kenas. According to Shimon Benasi, you won't have to pay Kenas. So Mara says, it depends. Honichal Rabbi Yeshayvav, it's good if Rabbi Yeshayvav, Ila Fuki Metayim, the Rabbi Simoi Kosi. If Rabbi Yeshayvav, that said a Lashem before, that Rabbi Kiva says, any Yisr makes a Mamzer, what does it mean, any Yisr? If he's only arguing on Rabbi Simoi, it's very good, Shapir. That Rabbi Simoi said, Amon Lekoen Godel is not called a Mamzer. Rabbi Yeshayvav says, no. Rabbi Yeshayvav holds, I hold, according to Rabbi Kiva, even a Kohen Godel, when he marries an Amonah, the kid's a Mamzer. Then it's Shapir, I'll tell you, it's good what you're saying. But only a Chai V'Lavin is a Mamzer. But here by a Mitzri or an Adoimi, that's only an Isra'asei, Rabbi Kiva would agree that the kid is not a Mamzer. So you have an Afkumino where you're not allowed to stay married together, but the Kedushin is Chal. Ela but, Itayma Dinafshe Kamar, if Rabbi Yeshayvav, when he said a Lashon of, Boyuv and Nesuach Rabbi Kiva, let's argue against Rabbi Kiva. Shoyoyma, that Rabbi Kiva used to say, Kol Shein Loibia the Yisrael. Mashma, general Lashon. Any time you're not allowed to live together, the kid is a mamzer. So if Rabbi Yeshayvav is saying this by himself, so he's including an Isra Asay also. He said the general rule that Rabbi Kiva holds, any time they're not allowed to live together, if they do, the kid's a mamzer. If so, Kol Shein Leviya B'Yisrael Avlad Mamzer. If so, V'Yafilu Chai V'Yasei, for sure then if Yeshayvav is talking like by himself, not going back to Rabbi Simoi, so he's saying a general klal that Rabbi Kiva holds, any time you're not allowed to live together, the kid's a mamzer. So if so, my v'nayu, so a Mitzri and an Adoimi, the Torah says you're not allowed to marry a Mitzri. You're not allowed to live with an Adoimi the first two generations. So therefore, if you do live with them, according to Rabbi Kiva, the Kedushin is not Chal. Says so, there's no difference again between the Shimon Atimoni and the Shimon Menasia, according to both of them. If there's an Issa, the Kedushin is not Chal. If there's no Issa, she's Mutter to you. So my Benaya, what's the case that there's a difference? So the Mara still says, yes, there is a case. He gives Benaya, there's a difference. I'll tell you, Bula L'Kohen Godel. There's an Issa Rasei that a Kohen Godel has to marry Bedafkar Besula. Plus it says, Ki'im Besula B'yam of Yikach. He has to take a girl that was never married yet, didn't live with a man yet. If the girl lived with the man already, and she's a bula, a Kohen Godel is not allowed to marry her. So here it's an Issa Rasei, here Rabbi Kiva holds the Kedushin is Chal. For the Gemara, why your Maishana? Why? The Chura were going there, Rabbi Kiva holds even Issa Rasei of a Mitzri, the Kedushin is not Chal. So why by a Kohen Godel to a bula, are you telling me the Kedushin is Chal? So Gemara says, the Hevelei Essei Sheneshava Bakil. There's two chesroinis here. It's an Isra Asei, and it's an Isra Asei Sheneshava Bakil. I mean, it doesn't apply to every single Jew. A regular Jew is allowed to marry a Bula. Even if a girl lived with a man already, she wasn't married, she's allowed to marry. She can marry someone, even a Kohen can marry her. Only a Kohen Godel is not allowed to marry a Bula. So it's only an Isra Asei, which does not apply to everybody, only to a Kohen Godel. That's a special Isra Asei. So such an Isra Asei, Rabbi Kiva agrees, the Kedushin is Chal. Yeah. So now this is a Nafkumina, where Kohen Godel would be Ma'anis, a Bula, the Kohen Godel is Ma'anis a Bula, does he have to pay a Knas or not? So first of all, the Kasher is, if she's a Bula, there's no Knas. Knas is only to an Arab Besula, and not to an Arab that's a Bula. So how do you have a case here where Kohen Godel does it? So Rashi learns the Pshat is, Rashi learns the Babula Shaloi Kedarka Ari. The Kedarka is Suleka Knas. We're talking about a man lived with this girl before Shaloi Kedarka. Means didn't go in the right place, so he didn't break up Sulim. So therefore she still has a she's still called a Psula. So now when the Kohen Godel lives with her the first time, he's Manasa, the question is, does he have to pay a Knas or not? This girl now, a Kohen Godel, can't marry. because she has the shame Bula. A Bula Shleika Darkoi is also called a Bula. So the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her. But the Maisa of the Chiyuv Knas, she has a shame Bsula, because the Bsulim wasn't touched yet. The Kohen Gadol is the first one now to break a Bsulim. So does the Kohen Gadol have to pay a Knas or not? This would be an afkumini between Rabbi Sheva, between Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya and Rabbi Shimon Atimoni. According to Shimon Atimoni, you would have to pay a Knas, because she's called an Isha that has a Vaya. The Kohen Gadol, if he marries her, the Kedushin is Chal. But according to Shimon Atimoni, according to Shimon Menasya, he would not have to pay a Knas, because she's not a girl that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to stay married to. If the Kohen Gadol marries her, Avad is going to have to give her a get, because the Maisa, she's a Bula. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to stay married to a Bula. So this is a Nafkamina. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda says, HaKel Moedim, everybody agrees, Bebo Ala Nida, if somebody lives with a Nida, someone takes a girl, she's a Nara, she's a Psula, and his manasseh, he lives with, he forces her, Shem Shalom Knas, you have to pay a Knas. Why? I lechur, it's a chai b'krisa to live with a Nara, with a Nida. Tell us like this, Laman di yom yesh b'avaya, if you tell me it has to be a girl that you could marry, Hanami yesh b'avaya, Lamaisa Nida, you let her marry her. Maisa Mechoyen, you marry your wife, even when she's a Nida. So Maisa, even though Anisha is a Nida, she still has Kedushin. And Laman di yom arula kaima, even according to Man di yom, it's not enough just the Kedushin is Chal. But it has to be such a girl that you're allowed to stay married to. Hanami Rulika Yama, a Nida you're allowed to stay married to. Like when your wife becomes a Nida, you don't have to give her a get, you're allowed to stay married to her. So Maisa, if you're honest a girl when she's a Nida, Avad, you'll have to pay a Knas. She's called a girl that is able for you to marry her, and it's able for you to stay married to her. So everybody else would have to pay her Knas. The Gemara says, Shinoda ulafukim de Abduchunya ben Akona. But this is lafuke one man the yama. We're not going now according to Abduchunya ben Akona. So Rashi learns, ulafuke means masnisin, our Mishnah. The mechayiv tashlumin. Leboal chaysoi, our Mishnah that says, you have to pay Knas if you manage your own sister. Even though we live with your sister, you have to pay a Knas. That's what our Mishnah holds. Is maskim with Abnechunya. You should know it's not like Abnechunya. Our Mishnah is not like Abnechunya. Why? The Tanya we learned. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona Hoyoise. He used to make as Yoyma Kippur and Kishabbos the Tashlumin. I used to say if somebody, let's say, ripped somebody's clothing on Yom Kippur, it's the same way if you rip somebody's clothing on Shabbos. That means Ma'as Shabbos, just like on Shabbos, Mitzchayiv b'nafshoy, or potter min ha-tashlumin, or let's say you burn down somebody's fields on Shabbos. So if a burning down his field, Yichayiv Misa, you're over the Yissa Havara, Yichayiv Misa, so knows the klal of Kom Lev D'Rab Minei. Since Yechayiv Misa for burning down his fields, you don't have to pay the money for ruining his fields. You say, come with the Rabbi Nei, that everybody holds. Shabbos is a Chayiv Misa b'dayodam. If you did an Averis, Mechayiv Misa b'dayodam, everybody holds your potter from paying Teshlumin. And the Chunya ben Achonis Kiddush is, even Yom Kippurim also, even though if you do a Malach on Yom Kippur, you're not Chayiv Misa b'dayodam, you only Chayiv Koros, he holds Chayiv Krisis also potters from Teshlumin. That is lashon of Hoyoises Yom Kippurim Kishabbos LaTashlumim. That Ma Shabbos, just like if you burn somebody's fields up on Shabbos, Mitzchayiv Benashe Yechayiv Misa, and therefore Potter Min HaTashlumim, you don't have to pay back the money. I'll tell you, Af Yom Kippurim Mitzchayiv Benashe Potter Min HaTashlumim. Who is it on Yom Kippur? Even though it's only Yechayiv Koros on Yom Kippur, Rakoponim, he holds that Yechayiv Koros also has a din of Kamlei B'Rabminei. So Melo, that's not like our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says, if you live with your sister, by living with your sister, you have a Chiyuv Koros. You have a Chiyuv Koros. And still the Mishnah says, you have to pay Knas. So you see, you don't say, come lay the Rav Minei. Now the Gemara says, my time with the Nechunya ben Akona. What's his reasoning? Why does he taka say that a Chiyuv Koros also says, come lay the Rav Minei? So it's a machlekes. First sheet is Abaya. Omer Abaya says, Ne'amar Osim b'dayodim. Says Lashon of Osun by Yemisa b'dayodin. Says Rashi v'lo yi Osun te mishtoy b'misas bezn l'meim b'dayechad lekem misas bezn l'meshalon d'meiv lodis. There it's a case where you kill a pregnant lady. So in the case it says, for lo yosin. In the case where you, when you killed a pregnant lady, you didn't have kavana. So you put the premisa, then you have to pay, if you killed the kid also, how much the kid is worth. But in the case that you killed the mother and you chay misa for that, you don't have to pay the husband how much the kid is worth. Because we say, come with the rabbi name. It says lashon of osin by bidei yodim. For nemar osin bidei shemayim, it says the word osin also by bidei shemayim. It says by the acha Yosef, it says the kuro osin. Like Yaakov Avinu was afraid to give them binyamin, that maybe kuro osin something would happen to him. So you see, osin bidei shemayim is doima to bidei yodim. That is ma osin ame bidei yodim. Put them in a tashlumim, just like when you kill the pregnant lady, in the case where you chayiv misa bidei yodim. You are potter from paying money. The same thing when Yaakov was afraid that maybe something would happen to his son Binyamin. B'day Shemayim, you also potter min atashlumim. So what happens min atashlumim? A misa b'day Shemayim like a chi of chorus, and a misa b'day yodim when Bezdin kills you, has the same halachas. That's the way Abaya learns. Zera shava from the word osan osan. Maskev lo ravada barava. How do we know when Yaakov warned his sons, like watch out for Binyamin, that no osin should happen? Al tzinim apachim, that he meant to tell them, be careful, no cold or no heat should affect him, which is called the B'day Shemayim Ninu, that Yaakov told them to watch out from cold weathers or from heat, that Binyamin shouldn't get sick. Dilma maybe alari v'ganvi, maybe Yaakov warned them, be careful from a lion, or Ganovim shouldn't come and kill them. Bideyodim ninu. These are things that are called Bideyodim. So maybe Yosin does not pertain to Bidey Shemayim, but rather what happens, Bideyodim. So Rashi said like this, rather half a minute at least was, Bidey Shemayim, Rashi says, in Boyim, Peronius, Alodom, Gzeras Amelechu. Yeah, but the Havamina is though, but if an Ari or a Raganif comes and kills you, that's not called Bidei Shemayim, that's called Bidei Yodim. Because they have the choice to do it or not. So, maybe Yaakov only warned them on things Bidei Yodim. So Gemara says, no, Oto Yaakov, Aho Azar, Aho Layazar, did Yaakov only warn his sons, watch out from this and not from that? Yaakov, Ako Miliazar, Yaakov warned them on everything. Like Yaakov warned them, be careful, you're taking Binyamin down to Mitzrayim, be careful, nothing should happen. Whether it's B'day Shemayim, whether it's B'day Yodam, Yaakov warned the brothers, be careful, no harm should happen to him. Now the Gemara says, B'tzinim apachim B'day Shemayim ninu, do you call that somebody gets sick because it's too hot, or it's too cold? Is that called a Gzeres Melech, that Hashem caused it upon you? Mashmit, it's not something you caused upon yourself, but it's something that Hashem did to you. For a time you will learn like this, Hakol B'day Shemayim. Any sickness that comes upon you is B'day Shemayim. Hashem puts the sickness on you. Chutz mitzinim pachim. Achutz, if you catch a cold or you go to a hot place, that's totally in you. You could have stopped it. Shenem and Apostle says, Tzinim pachim b'derech ikesh. Shemen avshoy yirchak mehim. A person who watches himself could stay away from tzinim pachim. Could stay away from something hot or something cold. So mashma, it's not called B'day Shemayim. It's called something that you yourself could stop it. Like Rashi says, Chutz mitzinim apacha means, She'apoim she'boim b'pshiyah. Say, come because you're a pashaya. You took off your coat in the cold weather. You caught yourself a cold. It's called, you caused it upon yourself. So why do you call these things B'day Shemayim? V'su, and also as mashma before you held, that Ari v'ganvi b'day yodim ninu, why do you say if an Ari, if a lion comes and attacks you and kills you, or if a ganav kills you, that's called b'day yodim, because they have the choice to do it or not, and mashmit's not called b'zeres ha-melech, why? V'yomer Rav Yosef, Yosef says, v'chein toni v'chiyah, v'chiyah also learns, that miyoyim shechorav beis ha-migdish, from the time when the beis ha-migdish was destroyed, afal pi shebitlu Sanhedrin, even though the Sanhedrin agdela was bottled, and Bezdin does not paskin anymore a chai b'misis b'day yodam, but you should know, arba misis le'botlu, but the dinim of dalad misis still pertain, still applies. What does that mean? Fred gemara le'botlu ha'botlu. What do you mean it's not botlu? There's no more Bezdin. Nobody sits down to paskin that this person is chayiv sreifa, this one's chayiv herek, cheneg. We don't paskin any more dinim about misa. So what do you mean le'botlu? Elo, what it means to say is like this.